So let's now come together into a meditation posture. Take a moment to settle into your postures. See if you can find some ease in your body with your posture. And don't worry about it if you can't. Let's see if we can bring some kindness and care to this short meditation, this mindful moment, along with interest. So we'll begin the practice with a little bit of a breathing space. So remembering the breathing space, our step one is simple awareness. Coming into ourselves, what is our present moment experience? And we might just really allow all the different thoughts to show up, to just be here. The pictures, the words, the memories, just let them all flood in as you feel able to let that happen. In particular, in this challenging time, allow in any of your worries and concerns about your own health, that of dear ones, country, economy, financial concerns. Just let them each pop up. Maybe two more positive thoughts about the miracle that we're able to meet this way over the internet. How the environment is a little healthier with the shutdown. And all the miraculous ways people are managing to connect and care for one another. Let all the thoughts show. And begin to let whatever emotions are happening here to also be coming into awareness. Perhaps some fear or anxiety, some sadness, grief, maybe a sense of spiritedness of this adventure. Stress, relief that we're actually meeting. And then as you're ready, allow yourself to scan through your body, perhaps from head to toe, and really open and soften to whatever you should find. It's really natural for there to be really tight, contracted spots, especially in the neck and shoulders, through the back, even right down the arms. tightness in the face, maybe from being on the monitor, especially around the eyes. And anything else you should notice. Can you just let it all be here with a friendly, caring concern? This simple awareness is always our first step to caring for ourselves. And now, if you will, just gently let all of that go in the background and let yourself gently shift to notice that you're being breathed. Breathing is happening. Yeah, and feeling free to take a few nice full breaths. Feeling free to really emphasize the out-breath, perhaps even gently lengthening it without forcing it to be longer, but just kind of feeling all the way to the bottom of the out-breath. And then receiving the in-breath. Just feeling the breath however it's easy for you to feel it, whether that be in one spot or in a wider awareness of breath and body as a whole, whatever feels easeful. And seeing if you can use this time to ground yourself in the breath, in the body, by just coming back over and over again to breathing as the attention wanders. Not as something effortful, but as a gift to yourself, as a way to calm, stabilize, steady. And you might even take a little bit of time now to just use a little bit of a mantra with this, such as calm, calm, or calm and kind, calm and kind. And continue to feel the breath, the body. Calm and kind. And then pausing with the mantra, and checking in with yourself and just noticing the effects of this short practice. Letting whatever your experience is be okay. It's natural. Natural if you still feel quite stressed and not at all calm, fearful. It's natural. And you might want to give yourself a little soothing touch. Some of you are familiar with this, where you place your hand at your heart or on a cheek or on your belly, or hand on the belly, hand on the chest. Or just sit really strong and tall with your palms down on your hands and just feel strength in that strong posture. Whatever helps you to support yourself. And then listening to this poem that's been going around lately on the internet, a poem that was written on March 11th, and the poet's name is Lynn Unger. Some of you may have heard it already. And the poem is rightly called Pandemic. What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Cease from travel. Cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing, pray, touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has become clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly, where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we shall live. And so may we all, feeling the body, feeling the breath, and just listening to the bells as we end.